Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good Tuesday afternoon and welcome into Grant and Danny on the Fan. Danny's holiday vacation continues. Steve Zabin is in for Danny today.
Hey-o!
And for your boy, one last ride ahead of the holidays. I will be out on Christmas Eve tomorrow. Show back at full strength next week. Zabe, top of the afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing good. I've been dying all these years of listening to you and Danny to know the story behind your opening theme music. Who chose it? What it means to you? Even what is it?
So it's a good question, actually.
What is the title track? Who is this?
Yeah, so this is Queen. The
Sounds
original,
like it,
the OG song, we've done two ever. And it's funny you ask this. I actually think I need to text Danny about this. It's been a few years. We've done two over the course of our show from 2014 to now.
Two
songs ever. Okay. I think it's time to mix it up a little bit. I think we might go to a new well in 2026.
Yeah.
But the original song was Under Pressure by Queen.
That's a good one. That's a banger.
Happens to be my favorite song ever. Danny liked the idea, so we went with it. And then we stuck with the Queen theme for song number two.
What's the title of the song?
This one is Break Free, I believe.
Okay.
I Want to Break Free. Yep.
I Want to Break
Free. Now,
and was it your call or Danny's call?
So I have chosen both of those songs. Danny has signed off on both.
Danny, just let you run with it?
Sometimes. It depends.
Okay.
I mean, there are certainly times where he decides, like, oh, I like this a lot. But generally speaking, I would say I'll come up with an idea. He'll say he likes it or he doesn't, and then we'll come up with another idea.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, for the third song, I think we got to stick with Queen now and make it 3 for 3, possibly. But we'll see.
Or stick with one. I don't know.
All time?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Pick one.
I like new paint on the walls. I like to freshen things up just a little bit.
Okay. That's good.
We got the crew in tow, Darius, Ryan, and Toby behind the scenes today. Ryan's back from his vacay. I'll ask him about that in a second. But I wanted to play a little game to get things started here.
Oh, I love games. Let's go.
I am holding in my hand a receipt.
Receipt. It's a short one, so it's not from CVS.
That's correct.
It'll be as long as your arm.
This receipt is from the Springfield Town Center Regal Cinema. I took my kids today, Zabe, to see a film. Had to get them out of the house. They're going crazy. The wife needed a little time to get some things done around the home.
Can I guess the film?
You may.
SpongeBob, The Search for SquarePants.
Not a bad guess, but no, that is on the hit list.
I'll be there tomorrow at noon with my daughter, who's super geeked up to see it. She was pestering me today. Can we buy tickets? Can we buy tickets?
Right. You're like, don't worry. I think we're gonna get in.
Yeah, right. Right. She doesn't quite understand the concept of nobody goes to theaters anymore. So,
well, I'm going to explain why nobody goes to theaters in 1 second.
Okay.
The game we're going to play is, how much money did I spend taking my kids to the movies today?
Matinee?
This was not only a matinee. This is the cheapest type of matinee you can buy tickets for. We saw a 9:10 a.m. movie.
So the pre-noon launch matinee, there's different levels of matinee spending?
I believe so.
Okay.
I took two children. Nope. I have four. Only two of them are movie age.
Okay.
So it was one adult ticket and two kids tickets. I will tell you what we got at concessions, just to make things a little bit easier. We'll go closest
Hold
to
on.
The pin.
I want to guess the concessions as well as the ticket price.
Yes, please do.
The ticket price was $13.95 per child, $15.95 for you, the adult.
Okay. Tally it all up. I've got the grand total.
Whoa. Math? There's math involved?
Well, no. I can do that for
you. If you're
going
to make me do math, I'm pulling out my iPhone. I'm going to cheat, teacher.
All right, good
I'm
enough.
I'm just trying to hit it close to the pin here.
Yes.
All right, so $13.95 times 2 equals $27.90 plus $15.95 equals, we're at $43.85.
There's your
Next.
Tickets. All right, what did we get at concessions?
I got a guess.
Yes.
How many kids?
Two kids and me.
So there's one big bucket of popcorn shared between the three of you.
Okay.
That was probably $6.95. Then you had a large soda for you, two drinks for the kids. Those are averaging out to about $4 a piece. There's $12 more. Somebody got either Milk Duds, Raisinets, or Snow Caps. I don't know which one. So that's another $6 on top of that.
Okay, so I will now tell you everything we purchased, and you'll make your guess. You're pretty on point with the guesses here.
All
medium,
right.
Medium Pepsi Zero. It's a Pepsi, not a Coke.
No.
That's disappointing, and Regal needs to do better.
Mm-hmm.
But a medium Pepsi Zero, a medium popcorn. Not a large. We didn't go bucket. We went medium popcorn, save a little cash there. I got the trays to pour the popcorn in for the kids. I got one small lemonade for the two of them. Got a water cup to pour in for the daughter whenever she needed more. So we did one small drink, one medium drink, one popcorn. Then the three tickets. And my kid, as you said, right as we're about to pay, throws the Sour Punch Rainbows right there on the counter. So we're looking at the candy, the medium popcorn and medium drink, the small drink, and three tickets. How much money did I spend taking my kids to the 9:10 a.m. Zootopia 2 today?
$95.38 with tax tags and title.
All right.
Survey says
we're looking for $85.67.
$85.67. I went over the
Too
showcase
high.
Showdown. Dang it.
Now, here's something Danny and I have talked about on the show a lot. I am team movie theater. I love the theater. I take my kids to every kids movie that's out. We were there today. We're going to see David, which is the David Goliath story.
Yes. By the way,
days,
killing it at the box office.
As well it should. We're going to be there in a few days. We're going to see SpongeBob. We also saw trailers of three new things that we want to see. Cat in the Hat and Toy Story 5. All we do is go to movies. It's the dad activity to get him out of the house. Movie theater guy.
That's
God,
wonderful.
Man.
Thank God you're supporting it. Sounds like you're about to now tack on a complaint about the prices.
What are we doing here?
What would be a fair price for that whole endeavor?
For three of us to go and do what we did today?
At 9 a.m.
I would say a reasonable price would be $50 to $60.
Okay, so it's overcooked by at least 30%.
Don't you think? I mean, they are competing now, trying to get me to not stay home and watch an app. I'm trying to save you. Now I happen to enjoy the experience. I get something out of it, too.
Yeah.
This is not altruistic, necessarily. But I'm helping you help me here.
Help me?
I could
help you, Jerry.
We could have sat in the basement, popped some popcorn, and downloaded the movie for $18. Or some of these movies that we go see, honestly, are already streamed on our services. And we go for the experience or what have you. I like movie theaters. I want them to continue to flourish. What are we doing here, Harry? That is way too expensive, man.
They're dying, and that's the saddest part about it. The exhibitors are dying, all of them. Nobody is going out to the theater. And Hollywood is dying. Look at the lack of Christmas movies this year, or holiday movies, starting with Thanksgiving, when normally there would be all kinds of adult-themed fare, dramas, actions, comedies, you name it. Hollywood put out 30% fewer movies this year than ever before. Unbelievable drop. They're just not even putting them out. So Hollywood is dying because these things I'm holding in my hand, these phones, are the embodiment of evil. Because people now consume their movies and TV with this grant in their hand. So they can pop and check Facebook. So they can text their sister. And it is a distraction that keeps people from locking onto the movie. I just saw a clip on this device on one of these evil social media platforms of a producer saying, if you notice the dialogue and all of today's movies is very simplistic and very obvious, like, hey, there's a man walking outside. Why is it that way? It has to be because it's competing with this.
You're missing things.
So it's dumbed down not only the quality of the movies that come out, but Hollywood is putting out fewer of them, and nobody's going to the theaters at all. So I give you a standing ovation for supporting live cinema with your kids. And while I do appreciate the fact it's overpriced, thank God you're able to pay it, because now they're chasing their tails. They're in a death spiral. They can't discount to get more people in. I mean, they could, but they're already on the verge of losing money as it is.
Yeah.
So they're going to try to gouge you and me with my daughter when we come in, because there's 12 people at most in a theater.
They're getting smarter in that they're trying to enhance the experience in other ways. So as an example, first time I've ever seen this today, we're walking into the theater and there's a kid sitting there at the table, and my kid's got to spin a wheel to win a prize. Now, the prizes were posters from 3 years ago. But regardless, I've never seen that before. It's something. And my kids were jumping up and down excited to do it. You now walk through a maze in the line to go to the concessions of toys that correlate to these films.
So they're trying to sell merch.
Absolutely.
In addition. Okay.
And they need to, and they should, right? And so it's all expensive, but we went and saw Zootopia 2. The star of the movie is this blue snake. You can't just get a bag of popcorn anymore. You got to get the $30 cup with the snake on the top and the bucket that's actually a wrapped snake.
Did your kids get that?
We have for many movies. We did not today. We were beelining in and out.
Did any of your kids ask for it?
Oh, absolutely.
And did you put your big Grant Paulson foot down?
Nobody's worse at doing it than me, but here's what I said today. We're walking in and my son goes, can we each get one toy? Because now they know when we go to the movie, we're in the line. They see all the toys, and most of the time we're getting a toy, which is ridiculous. And I come home. And not only do I know that I shouldn't have done it, then my wife's mad that I did it, and everybody would.
And now the toys clutter up
exactly. The
house.
And now I've got to look at that in my basement, in my man cave, right? But having said that, today I said, no, bud, Santa's coming in 2 days. You're going to get a lot of stuff. We don't need anything else.
Okay, that's a good dodge right there.
And so this week was an easy way to not do it. But yeah, I worry in 10 years, are we going to have theaters as we know them? And the answer is probably no.
Probably
not. And that's heartbreaking as someone who loves going to the movies. Outside of going to games and watching games at home, my number two passion as far as entertainment or just unplugging and having my own respite and just a way to get away from things is to sit in a movie theater.
Yes.
When everybody's asleep at my house still, once a month or so, if there's something I want to go see, I'll just go to the local theater for a 10 o'clock screening. I'll get home after midnight and wake up, the next morning early with the kids or whatever. Nobody will be worse for wear.
I agree. It's glorious, and yet the state of things has never been more depressing.
Yeah.
Because I, like you, appreciate the movies, and I wish they were putting out good, new, interesting movies with major stars that you can go, wow, what a good time that was. And unfortunately, we're not there. By the way, speaking of little toys that go with the movies. Here is your Avatar popcorn bucket for the latest Avatar movie. Look at the size of that blue dragon monstrosity right there.
$27, probably.
Oh, absolutely. You know? And then you got a dumb blue dragon popcorn bucket rattling around your basement for 15 years, probably.
By the way, who is seeing these Avatar movies?
I don't know.
Every one of them stinks. Every one of them a billion people see.
I know.
And they keep making them. Who are these people? Nobody knows anyone who watches these.
They're so awful. I saw the first one and I said, okay, James Cameron, you used to make great movies. Now you've dedicated your life to these stupid blue people I care nothing about on a fictional world. I'm out. I saw your first one. I'm out. So Way of Water, no thanks. This one, Fire and Ash, no thanks. And there's two more still scheduled. He made True Lies, Terminator, Titanic, bunch of other ones. I mean, banger after banger, great movie, all kinds of genres. And then he's like, nope, I'm going to worry about these blue dragon people. Get out of here.
It's so bad.
So how was the movie?
Movie was good. Very good. We loved Zootopia 1. Kids were fired up for this one. We'd been waiting a while. It was excellent. As are most of these kids' movies that we go see are pretty good, right? They love it. I'm entertained enough. If I get a couple of popcorn kernels and some Cola Classic Zero out of the deal,
yeah,
in air conditioning, it's a win for me.
I saw it as well with my daughter, but people go, well, how was it? I go, well, the first 10 minutes were fine, and then the last 30 were okay. Because inevitably, with those recliners,
yes,
old man Zabe is going down and going down hard.
I was teetering at one point today. Right, and my son happened to whisper in my ear a question right then. If that doesn't happen, we're missing about 19 minutes of Zootopia 2.
I don't know why it's so popular. There's so many animated movies out there. I don't know why it resonated so much with my daughter, but she was super into it. Why do you think this particular animated movie has such a fan base?
It's a good question. I mean, kids just love the animals, right?
They do.
I think anything, you look at, I would say 90% of kids' movies, animated movies, it's toys or animals. I mean, it's...
But why is it better than...
My son's all in on snakes and foxes, and those are the main characters.
All right, but why is it better than, say, Pets.com?
I don't know that it is.
Why is it better than, what's the one, Sing and Sing 2?
They love that, too. I don't know that it is better.
See, I think Sing and Sing 2 are better because they have better voice talents that agreed to do the project,
right?
And it's got musical numbers. And I think more interesting characters.
I think Sing is as good a child's movie as there is. Like, I love that.
I would agree.
But yeah, we'd see them all. I mean, we just saw Wicked. My daughter had Wicked birthday parties the last couple of years and was counting down to that.
Yeah, I saw the second Wicked or parts of it. I slept through part of that as well because I was there alone while my car was getting serviced. I really loved the first Wicked a lot because I took the family to see the Broadway production in New York. Incredible. The second movie didn't have the same oomph as the first because it doesn't have the banger songs, doesn't have popular, doesn't have Defying Gravity. The second version, which is really the back half of the whole Wicked story, they chopped it in two. They're like, why make a lot of money once? Let's make a lot of money twice.
Right.
So they did.
The album's not going to be quite as good, the soundtrack on that one. Speaking of movies, Clary, I wanted to ask you about your experience. You did something that I have been dying to do and have never done. I don't know if Zabe's done this yet, but you went out to Dallas. I've done that part many times. And you were hanging out with the in-laws and hanging out with the girlfriend's family. You went to a COSM to watch sports on the gigantic IMAX screen as if you're sitting in the front row. They've got these in Dallas. I know there's one in L.A. There was rumored to be one coming to D.C. I don't know where we're at on that. But for people who have not seen or don't know about this, you got to look it up. It's COSM COSM. But it's basically, imagine the biggest, best screen of all time to watch a sporting event, and then camera angles as if you're sitting in the crowd right behind your team's bench or in the end zone. What was it like?
I mean, it was incredible. I mean, the first thing, like within the first 15 minutes, I like couldn't even focus on the game just because I was in awe of the technology. I mean, it was incredible. And it's going to completely change the way that I think you view sports.
I got the under on that one, but go on.
I know. I hear you. But once you do it, it's just, again, imagine this. So we paid, you can pay like $11 for general admission seats. And it's like down below, there's multiple different levels. And the second level, which is like, you know, it's good seats. Like, you can see the entire screen from wherever you are in the complex, but the second level is like the VIP section. And that was just where you have a waiter who brings you drinks, food. You're still paying for the drinks and the food, but you paid $80 for that ticket. You're in a comfy chair. $80 for that ticket, but here's
how much food and drink come with it.
Well, it has none. But I know.
$80.
I know, but here's the thing, though. The view is as if you're sitting behind the bench, and that's just from the side view. And then you're also behind the end zone. It has eight different views around the stadium. And so it sounds as if that they pay the NFL or the NFL pays them to put these cameras in there, whatever it may be, and it just gives you...
Bet you the NFL's
can
not
you,
paying
yeah,
them.
Can you control the view?
No, you cannot. But
so it's a wraparound screen... What, 270 degrees, not a full 360?
No, not a full 360.
Okay, so it's a big curved screen, and it's chopped up into here's sideline, here's end zone.
They show one at a time. So, yeah. Like, a director
switches exactly. them around.
Okay. Exactly.
Think, you know what you should think of, Zay? Either the Udvar-Hazy, that huge screen out in Chantilly.
Yeah.
Or... Even, I think it's more like the planetarium or something where like the stars are all above you in like an enclosed room.
That's great.
It's the biggest IMAX of all time. And he was sending me these pictures and videos. I can't wait to do this. The $80 price point is a lot, but
is the Cosm screen as big as the IMAX screen?
I think it's even bigger. I mean,
really?
Yeah. I think, like, I was trying to tell Drab earlier, like, I feel as if it's probably like an 8-story building. And the screen probably takes up like 6 stories of it. I don't know if there's different sizes. Like, obviously in Dallas, like, you're going to have much larger space for a cheaper price.
Everything's bigger in Texas.
Yeah, I mean, it was huge. So it's like you have to like kind of look around the whole thing. But just the views of it, it just gives you a totally different perspective from watching from home.
Coolest thing I've ever done technology-wise, and you pay out the wazoo, is you're kind of sticker shock of that price point, is... The Sphere in Vegas. I saw U2. I'm not even a U2 guy. And it was one of the most breathtaking, incredible experiences of my life. My parents flew there. I don't think I convinced them to, but hopefully I had a small part of telling my dad he had to go experience this. To go see Wizard of Oz, the movie, at the Sphere. And it's like one of these 4D, 5D, however many Ds there are, experiences where the wind is happening.
They sprinkle in a little bit of debris.
Yeah, you're in the tornado at one point, whatever. But that experience is something everybody needs to do. And it was expensive as hell, but I've never been a part of anything like it. There's
$225
like
a ticket?
For the concert was way more, I think. We did okay.
$400?
So I should say...
You don't remember how much you paid for U2?
I do not. I think it was $3-something, but we paid way less than a lot of people did.
Darius, what does he do? Does he like red pen light himself like Men in Black after very expensive experiences? So he'll never remember. Like, that was a lot of money.
That sounds about right, yeah.
What happened was it was Super Bowl week. We were out and about. We realized there was a concert coming up.
And you're like,
Somebody said, I think I could get us tickets for cheaper than face. And okay. I'm like, let's do it.
And well, it's good that you went. Whatever. It's good that you went because you never know when U2 is not going to be performing again.
True. And I couldn't have named 10 U2 songs. Not really a music guy.
Aren't they going to be due to be back there soon? As they kind of rotate through. I think they're going to come back again at some point.
I don't even know how that works. They basically have these residences like anything else where they're there for several months. They could be back on the schedule. But I bring this up to say, Clary, this is on the hit list for me from a tech standpoint to watch a big game there. I think it's a no-brainer in a lot of ways. What kind of food were they serving? Is it like an Alamo Draft House?
It is a brainer. Did you not hear $80?
But here's
the
deal.
You're just watching a game. At home, you pay $0.
So much better experience.
No, it's Zabe. Imagine it this way. So here, it's not really about like the home experience.
You want
to
be in a communal setting with your bros, high fiving. But get it. No. You want to be out of the house, away from your lady. I get it. you want to have a different view on things. I understand the technology is spectacular, but what I keep coming back to is the best view is still full TV cameras framing and showing you the game like they do at home.
But it's a different experience. Do you ever have the inclination to go to a game still? It would be like going to the game in terms of the visual without having to actually be at the game.
And you're right. But then you have to ask the question, why do you go to games? Have you ever asked people who go to games, football games, in the cold and the rain and everything else, why do you go? Their answers are usually nothing to do with how the product looks to them from where they're sitting. It's about their friends and their traditions.
Which he's got. He's still got all that.
In Dallas?
Well, if you have one in D.C. and you're watching the Commanders. But yeah, he's sitting there at a table with his boys as if they're at the game in better chairs, eating better food, being served by a waiter or waitress, pounding beers.
I'm not trying to poo-poo the idea. I think it's fantastic technology. I think it's got a future, obviously. But it feels top golfy to me. That it feels like at some point the gimmick will cool off just a bit.
Oh, I agree with you completely. His original point that, like, people stop going to games or this will take over, I don't agree with that. Like, to me, this is a I'll go once a year kind of thing.
Yeah.
Top golf is the perfect way to say it. I just think the tech is amazing and it's a smashola. I can't wait to do it. Like, I have been looking forward to doing this at some point.
Ryan, do they overlay the broadcast feed with the announcers on top of your virtual views?
Yeah, they do that. They do.
Crucial. Do you get served all of the network replays and super slow-mos and the tight shots? And did he fumble, did he not fumble?
So at the top of the dome, they show the actual TV broadcast as well, and it's all synced up. So
you can then pop your head up there and check that out. Okay, good. This draws us into what happened last night, which is ESPN showed a next-gen broadcast.
Yes.
Don't know if you watched any of that.
Checked it out.
I watched most of the game in the next-gen, and I was blown away at how much I love the wider-angle shot at the snap, where they gave you 30 to 40 yards of field in view. On my left TV in my theater, which costs $0 now, after I've had it for a number of years, left TV had the normal feed with Troy and Joe and the crew, and I was like, oh, that's right. Every play, they crop in tight to about 20 yards max, 15, 20 yards of actual vision. And so every time a quarterback goes back to throw the ball on a normal broadcast, Grant, they're throwing the ball off your screen.
Correct.
Every time. And so there's this moment of, oh, is my receiver open? Is he covered? Is it the receiver who drops everything? Is my quarterback just throwing it to some empty slice of Montana like he normally does because he sucks? You know, it's that weird little, what's there? But when I'm watching the wide angle, you're already seeing the routes develop.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing George Kittle wear the Colts' asses out being open all day last night.
I watch every single Thursday night game via Next Gen Stats with that all 22.
You do?
Oh, absolutely.
And you do that online on your iPad?
Amazon Prime gives you two broadcasts.
Okay, so that's the Amazon Prime. Okay.
They do a Spanish broadcast. But the two that I flip between are Al Michaels putting me to sleep with Kirk Herbstreit. And then the other one is them still calling the game.
Who's them, by the way?
Kirk and Al.
Oh, it
is. Same broadcast.
That's unfortunate.
Here we go.
Unfortunately, I can't hire a different broadcaster. That's not my job.
Well, last night, the next gen had, I think...
It was Orlovsky.
Orlovsky and Luke Kuechly did the analysis. The play-by-play guy was terrible. I want to say he was one of their fantasy guys. I can't remember his name.
Field Yates.
Yeah. Nice guy, but not equipped to do
He's just not a play-by-play guy. Having said that, though, what I really, really dig about the experience is the all 22, and they show you routes. They draw on the field underneath of the receiver. So on every
before
play,
or after?
During.
Oh, wow.
So every single play, you're seeing the route they ran as they're running it. It's tracing their path, and you're seeing, to your point, who is it? Are they open?
Yeah.
What's the concept?
Yeah.
That's how I watch every Thursday night game.
Do they give you the all 22 from behind the center or side view all 22?
Behind? They do both.
They do both, okay.
But I think what I'm thinking of is often behind, looking at it from like a Madden angle almost.
Playing a video game. So Madden
to
angle.
See what the quarterback is seeing.
Are you not like me still outraged that it's 2025 and we don't get to choose our TV angles?
Oh, that day's coming. It's got to come.
No, it's not. It was promised in 1999. There was an SI cover story about the future of sports TV. And they're like, you'll be able to pick your angles. You'll be able to choose your replays. And 25 years later, still hasn't happened.
It won't be on TV, I don't think, but it'll be on a site something like that.
Why not on TV?
Why not Sam Hartman under center for the Commanders?
Better question.
I want to get into that next on Grant and Danny. Zabe's in for Danny.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
G&D on the Fan. Closing in on Christmas. Happy holidays to everybody. Darius, we got to go Christmas music from here on out. This is my last ride here before. I mean, Christmas Paulson's trying to get in the mood. With all due respect to 21 Questions and my guy 50 Cent.
You going to disrespect Festivus today too, by the way? It is officially Festivus.
Happy Festivus to everyone who celebrates.
To everyone, right. A Festivus for the rest of us.
Indeed.
There's not at least one rejoin with a good 30-second clip from the Seinfeld classic. Then we are not doing our jobs.
Add it to Darius's to-do list. I want to talk Sam Hartman, though, and the fact that it came up today in Cliff Kingsbury's press conference. The OC was asked about the fourth quarterback on the roster. Let's see. Let me do this math. Jaden Daniels, 1. Marcus Mariota, 2. Dang. Josh Johnson, 3.
Dang.
So let's get to Sam Hartman, 4.
Yeah, Sam's done a great job. I think just having a guy on a short week, particularly that's played in NFL games before, is comfortable with our system, was really why that we felt good about bringing him in. The way we've had the quarterback injuries, we wanted another body, a guy who's played, and that was really it. I don't think it'd be fair, to ask Sam to start on a short week, having not getting many reps where you're not going to get live reps going into a game. And I think that is what it came down to.
It wouldn't be fair to ask Sam Hartman to start on a short week.
Interesting.
So here's the big question, is why is Hartman, who has been in the building now for 2 years, who has been around since as an undrafted free agent, he was added by the team last year to be the study buddy of Jaden Daniels. They're very close, have a good relationship. You know who else he seems really tight with? They have a high five and like a handshake thing they always do. Is Deebo Samuel and him. I see him on Deebo's social media occasionally, out at dinner or whatever.
He's a smart backup. He knows who to suck up to.
He knows.
And there's nothing wrong with that. But we're at the point where you literally have to ask, so what is it exactly that you do around here?
Why is he on the team for multiple years if when your starting quarterback goes down and your backup's playing at the end of the year and then they go down, you're in a situation where you need two quarterbacks. A lot of orgs, Zave, don't have four.
I know.
So you've got to sign someone off the street who doesn't know your offense, who doesn't know anything about your team,
right,
to come in to possibly be a backup and be one play away from playing,
yeah,
which is what they did with Jeff Driskel. Now, he was here in the preseason and for the majority of last year as a third quarterback. So while the offense has been tweaked and changed and they've, you know, every week there's installations. So the idea that last year to this year is the exact same is not correct, but he knows the offense well enough. He's worked with Cliff. And he's been around the block. He's a veteran. He'll be the backup now. And if something were to happen to Josh Johnson, the presumed starter this week, then Driskel, not Hartman, will come in. But if this opportunity presents itself and you're competitive, you're a game away from the playoffs, you're the Lions or the Packers or something, maybe I could see saying, we're not sure if Sam's any good. We got this veteran who's played in the league before. Let's try that. This is not that.
I know.
This is 4-11. This is the seventh team out of 32 in the draft order. This is one of the worst teams in the league, playing out the string of a lost season. It's a gift-wrapped present under the tree to get to see what Sam Hartman would look like, and they are
they're pretty sure he'd look
no.
like a lump of coal.
Obviously.
And there's reasons why they don't want you or I or anyone to see that, per se. This is something I think we can all agree does not matter. The season is lost. There's an X next to your name. You're checking tankathon.com.
Right.
Like, it doesn't matter. It is the fourth quarterback. But what would concern me is, how is the organization making decisions? Is their decision-making tree operating in a logical way? That would concern me, because now I'm like, well, how did you come to this conclusion? And then even if they've got good reasons for this weird thing, can you not communicate it in a way that's a bit more honest? I know their job is to lie to us, right, Grant, all the time.
They're good at it.
Well, and that's what every team does to a certain extent. Until Shanahan says, well, to be perfectly honest with you. Oh, now you're being honest. Thank you, Shanny. Then it just, it's a little bit troubling to me. Just like, okay, he's not, you're not playing him for some reason. Either he totally sucks, like, wow, really bad. Or there's something else going on that you're hiding. But more importantly, there's no mapped out end game for this minimal asset of QB4 to see what are we doing here.
Well, that's what's interesting here to me is if you were to say, what is the path to Sam Hartman ever getting on the field? You know, in September, October, you ask me this, I would say, well, obviously the plane has crashed into the mountain and Jaden is not playing and
yeah.
Mariota's hurt. And now it's Josh Johnson or him, and you choose the kid over him because, you know, in December you got a couple games to play out the string. Or maybe, just maybe, he's the backup to Johnson, and you're one of those very rare but occasional teams where three quarterbacks get hurt. And so the fourth guy ends up on the field. And it has literally happened. Multiple years of paying him, whatever level of commitment there is, but they have chosen him over all the other options
yeah.
in terms of being their developmental project. Now, does it matter in the grand scheme of things? No. But what I would say to them is, if you don't think he can play, and the idea is it's a short week, not for him. It's the
no.
longest week ever. It's a two-year-long week. He hasn't played in multiple years. It's the longest week that's ever happened. This is a 696-day week.
Yeah, but the install for this week, the special set of plays, Grant,
of course,
that's a short week for him.
It is a short week for the rest of the team.
I know.
Absolutely. It's a shorter week for Jeff Driskel, who's moving his family here, who's getting off the plane, who has no idea about the installs from last week or week six or week three.
He's punching in the address to Commander's Park
right.
on his GPS.
He's got a lot
going on.
Because they've got a new building up on Loudoun County Parkway he doesn't remember from last year.
Fairfax County Parkway, Loudoun County Park. Which one is which? They look the same.
Here's what I think they should do, and I'm only half kidding. make Sam Hartman a quarterback's assistant next year. If the whole point is he's Jaden's boy, he's good in the room, Jaden gives him some task to execute during the week to help put together the plan or to help quiz him or whatever, you're going to elevate David Blau. You've already had to do that, right?
Yeah.
Tavita Pritchard left, quarterback's coach. Blau's now the QB's coach. Blau, the recent former player, was the assistant quarterback's coach. Then make Hartman the assistant quarterback's coach. Okay. If you really think he's that bad that you could never possibly play him in a situation where the game's completely irrelevant. And then go find another developmental piece that could play in this situation.
Do you think he's Milos, possibly? Like from Seinfeld, the tennis pro that was terrible. Finally got out there. It's like, oh, Milos. Like, is Sam Hartman a guy that just looks like a quarterback but is so bad?
I don't even know if he looks like a quarterback.
And they're afraid of, yeah, I know.
He looks like a handsome model.
Absolutely. Mr. Abercrombie and Fitch, get out to modeling.
He looks like he should be standing in front of a Hollister with his shirt off.
You know, in a neutral world, your idea of kick him up and let him be the quarterback, you know, guru or quarterback coach is fine. But to me, I'm like, stop catering to Jaden Daniels. Try to win football games. So we need to have guys on the roster who can possibly play, and when it's their turn to play, they play. We don't care if it's a short week. We don't care if he looks god-awful. How do you think Quinn Ewers looked last week? God-awful. How do you think Max Brosmer looked in his two appearances now? Awful.
Happens.
It happens. Get in there, get a helmet, strap it on tight. You're in the league.
I want to hear a clip that we'll let everybody play, but this was something Logan Paulson said to me on Take Command. We're going to play this in just a couple of minutes when we return. When I said I wanted to see Hartman, he disagreed, and I want people to hear it. I want to get your reaction to why he thinks it would be a bad idea to play Sam Hartman. You're listening to Grant and Danny on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Cliff Kingsbury says Sam Hartman's not going to play on Christmas Day because it wouldn't be fair to him to play on a short week. What do you make of that? We can open up the phones at 800-636-1067. Would you like to see the fourth-string quarterback get a shot here after he played the last couple of preseasons extensively? Although this past preseason did not go well. It was
no,
ugly. Bad. He was coming off of a shoulder procedure, and I wonder how much that hindered him. Yeah. But that's the last taste in your mouth is what you saw in the preseason, and it didn't look good.
Yeah.
So I do a podcast with Logan Paulson called Take Command. If you guys haven't checked it out, you should. It's a good deep dive, X's and O's, film breakdown. Logan's a really sharp guy. I brought up on the pod, Zabe, that I wanted to see Sam Hartman at some point in these final 2 weeks. And he actually disagreed. Sounds like he's more on the side of where Kingsbury comes down on this. This is what Logan had to say on Take Command.
This, to me, seems like borderline unfair to Sam Hartman, right? And again, like Treylon Burks, you want him to play more? Great. Like, if Jalen Lane was healthy, yeah, get him in there. Like, that's those are different. That's a different dynamic. Even Brandon Coleman, like, let him play more. Great. Great opportunity for him. But they've played. They've been up every week. They've, again, larger expanded roles for those players makes a lot of sense to me, especially with two games left on the schedule. But this just seems like you're putting someone out there in a situation that is that they can't be successful. And I think that's why I would push back on the Sam Hartman thing specifically, as opposed to some of these other, you know, like you want Ben Sinnott to have 10 targets. I support that. Yeah, have 10 targets, Ben Sinnott. Great. Again, because he's up. He's been at the NFL. Speed, pace, he's in condition, all those things that would allow him to perform at a high level.
So he further explains why he thinks it would be unfair, which is another word that we heard the team use, that it wouldn't be fair to him.
Fair.
Fair is interesting, right?
When do football coaches ever use that word with anyone else at any position based on the inherent unfairness of the NFL game? Injuries, weather, situations. It's totally unfair. When is fair ever even a consideration?
Well, I would think they would
unfair.
Want...
Unfair.
They would want to put their players in a position where they can succeed.
Well, then you couch it as, if we put Sam in, he'll be a lesser option than this guy, and here's why. You need to sell me on why somebody outside the building here for 5 minutes is better than the guy you're holding on to like a whoopee for 2 years.
Which is, I think, what they're saying without coming out and saying
Hartman's not ready.
I agree with you. Here's what Logan went on
to say. I think they don't want to say he's not ready or he's going to be bad, because then it reflects badly on them. Like, well,
you've had 2 years to develop him.
What have you been doing?
What's
why are you holding on to him? Yeah.
This is why Logan thinks it would be unfair.
You have four quarterbacks on the roster: Jaden Daniels, Marcus Mariota, Josh Johnson, Sam Hartman. How much practice has Sam Hartman done this year, do you think, Grant? Like, you know how practice goes, right?
Oh,
like,
yeah. I would say next to zero.
Like, he's probably thrown less passes. Like, I can't even imagine. Like, I'm sure he doesn't. He does very, very. He's probably played more scout team linebacker than he's actually played scout team quarterback at this point.
Right.
Like, because if Jaden's starting and I'm Marcus, it's like, I'm taking every scout team rep. Get out of here, Josh Johnson. Get out of here, Sam Hartman. And if I'm Marcus Mariota and I'm starting, if I'm Josh Johnson, I'm taking every scout team rep because I'm getting myself back in throwing shape. Right. So Sam Hartman, I would assume, and I have no inside baseball on this, this is just on teams that I've played for. Like, so when I was in Atlanta, and it was Matt Ryan, Matt Schaub, and, oh gosh, I forgot his name. Good dude, but like young guy coming in. He did not practice at all. Like, he would just stand there with, like, behind the quarterback. He'd help with the signals, but he didn't practice because those two guys wanted to make sure they were ready to rock and roll and ready to go.
This idea of not fair to him means he would not play well. And is that not just indicative of what he's capable of then?
Yeah.
Or, you know, I will say, when Logan said all that about not practicing, not having a chance, He was not juxtaposing that with Jeff Driskel, who was just brought in.
They hadn't done that yet.
He was talking about Josh Johnson, who's
how
had
much more
practice reps.
How much more Josh Johnson practice has he had?
Very limited. But
a week?
Well, I would say
1 week. When did Josh Johnson get in?
He's had a lot more practice this year because of all the weeks Jaden's been out and not practicing. So he's gotten the scout team reps every one of those weeks.
Oh, he has. Okay.
Absolutely. He's been there three all year. But I want to hit this with you guys next. We'll take calls on this as well. 800-636-1067. Should they be giving Hartman a shot? Is that something you'd like to see, or do you understand why they wouldn't? And you're cool with Driskel, who was signed this week, coming in here as the QB3 supplanting Hartman. And doesn't that say that there's probably no future here for that guy? You're listening to The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.